The Torah in this week's Parsha gives us the first reference to the idea of the Shalosh Regalim, that one should appear in Eretz Yisrael three times, by Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. It appears in this week's Parsha in Kisisa, which is appropriate because we are less than 2 months away from Pesach, and Pesach is one of the Shalosh Regalim, and it is the custom of many, many Jews now that the land of Israel is open for the Jewish community to come as they please. And obviously, ideally, we should be living there. But for whatever reason, we're here in Chutz Laaretz. So now we have the opportunity to go very easily and to visit Eretz Yisrael all the time and on the Shalosh Regalim. And this access to Eretz Yisrael has opened up many different aspects of halacha, specifically when it comes to traveling to Eretz Yisrael regarding the Yom Tovim. We keep 2 days in Chutz Laaretz, 1 day in Eretz Yisrael. And there are obviously, as we know, many heated discussions regarding the keeping of 1 day, the keeping of 2 days for people who go to visit, and what's the proper thing, and all the different minhagim, and the minyanim, and the different aspects that come with keeping 1 or 2 days in Eretz Yisrael. We will touch on that at the beginning, just to give us a hakdama, an introduction to get where we need to go regarding the point we want to make. But the issue we want to discuss at the end of the day is going to be, can a person who has decided for themselves or has been told that they should keep 1 day of Yontif in Eretz Yisrael, can they get on a plane on the second day of Yontif for Bnei Chutz Laaretz and fly out of the borders of Eretz Yisrael and come back to America? Meaning, they're assuming that since they're only keeping 1 day, they themselves have no responsibility towards the second day. Even once they leave the borders of Eretz Yisrael, they should also still be viewed as a Ben Eretz Yisrael, someone who's responsible only in 1 day. Nothing would change once you leave the airspace of Eretz Yisrael and land back in America. We could think of a number of reasons why someone would want to do this and not wait until after the second day of Yontif has passed for Bnei Chutz Laaretz, because they have to get to school, they have work they want to get back to, and if you wait until a whole other day, that means you miss a whole day if you travel, and a person feels that they need to get back in time, and they can't miss another day of work, or for convenience, timing-wise, so they'll head to the airport on midday of Yontif Sheni for Bnei Chutz Laaretz, get on a plane in Ben-Gurion Airport, and fly the plane on that day. And they'll land back in America on in the evening of that day, as Yontif is hopefully already ending in America, and they've saved themselves a whole day of travel by not waiting till the end or having to fly at night. And we want to discuss, is this halakhically acceptable? Is this an option for someone who wants to save time when it comes to leaving Eretz Yisrael to come back to America? Let's begin with a short review of how we got to keeping 1 or 2 days in Eretz Yisrael. There's no Mar Makomos. This is just a quick review. The Mishnah Pesachim Daf Nun Amud Aleph says that when a person goes from a place where people work to a place where they don't work, or vice versa, you have to be machmer like both places. When it comes to the minhag of people who are makbid to not work on Erev Yontif for things like that, so you have to, the halach is, you keep the chumras of the place that you go to, and also the chumras of the place that you come from as well. The Gemara there, Amsachan Amun Beis, says the Bnei Bishan were machmer not to go from Tzur to Tzidon on Erev Shabbos on the market day, lest they don't have time to prepare on Shabbos, and the next generation came along and said, ah, we have to follow this chumrah to not go to the market. So they said, no, they were machmer before us, so we need to be machmer as well. This idea that we keep these chumras based on the locale. Rabbi Yochanan there says, since your ancestors accepted it, you have to follow it. Shma b'ni musar avicha, v'al titosh torah simecha. You should not abandon the customs of your parents. You need to keep the minhag of that makom. We see from this Gemara, we keep the chumrah to wherever he goes. If they're machmer in a certain place, you have to keep the chumrah when you go to that community. The Gemara continues there on Nun Amud Aleph in the discussion regarding the stringencies of minhagim and where people go. It says a person comes to Eretz Yisrael from Chutz Laaretz, so you keep the chumrah of where you came from. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Taf Tzadi Vav Gimel that a Ben Eretz Yisrael who comes to Chutz Laaretz may not do malacha on Yontif Sheni in a settled area, even if he intends to return. Right? And that is the halacha, that a Ben Eretz Yisrael comes to Chutz Laaretz, they don't do malacha in public on Yontif Sheni, they can do whatever they do in private, but not in a public fashion. That is the halacha. Now, the discussion that we find in the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara is only regarding a Ben Eretz Yisrael comes to Chutz Arts. We find no mentioning of people going to Eretz Yisrael on Yontif and then returning outward. We find no mention of such a concept. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Toch Tzadi Vav and Sif Katan Yud Gimel that someone from outside of Eretz Yisrael who came to Eretz Yisrael for Yontif and he intends to return to Chutz Arts, he must observe 2 days of Yontif. That is the Psak of the Chavetz Chaim, that you keep 2 days Yontif when you go to visit Eretz Yisrael for Yontif, even if you plan on leaving. This is also the opinion of the author of the Shulchan Aruch, but not in the Shulchan Aruch. Rav Yosef Karo has Shailos of Tshuvos called the Avkas Rachel. He writes in Simen Chaf Vav that you have to keep 2 days when you go to visit Eretz Yisrael over the course of any Yantif. For Ben Chutzar to go to Eretz Yisrael has to keep 2 days. The basis of this ruling is our Gemara in Psachim, that a person needs to keep the Chumras of the place where you go from and also the place where you come from. And since you are coming from a place that has a chumrah, i.e. America, of keeping 2 days for Yantif, you carry that stringency with you when you go to Eretz Yisrael. This is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah, the Avkas Rachel argues and says that there are people who are not careful about this, and he says, no, it has always been the custom that when Bnei Chutz La'aretz come to Eretz Yisrael, they keep 2 days, they're minyanim, this is the meaning of all the Rabbanim of all time, and he says this is the way it has always been to keep 2 days when you come to visit Eretz Yisrael for Yantif. However, we are all familiar with the famous tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi, Rav Tzvi Ashkenazi, in his tshuva in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin. Let's read the tshuva, because the points he raised will be relevant later on. He says, Shailos Bnei Chutz La'aretz Ha'olim La'aretz Yisrael, people from outside of Eretz Yisrael want to come to Israel, Derech Arai, only for a short amount of time. What should they do during Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos? Im Knevei Eretz Yisrael, Pnei Chutz La'aretz, we treat them as people settled in Eretz Yisrael or people from outside of Eretz Yisrael. Tshuva. Nir Lefina Astaiti, it appears in my humble opinion. Tzrichim Heim, Lisnaheg Bin Yanei HaMoadim, Ke'echad Mibnei Eretz Yisrael HaToshvim. If you come to visit the land of Israel, you view yourself as an Israeli, and you keep 1 day of Yantif. Ve'ein zeh b'chlal chumrei makom shiotz mishtam. And he says, don't tell me about the Gemara Psachim, about the stringencies that you keep from where you come from. Lo miboy b'tfilo subracho sukriyas sefer Torah. It certainly does not apply to the davening and brachos and reading from the Torah. She'enan chumras atzmam. You don't have to keep the davening and the laning of Yantif Sheni, because that's not a chumrah. It's not a chumrah to do that. That's just the difference of that day's customs, depending on whether it's Yantif or not. But it's not a stringency to lane, not a stringency to daven masaf or Yantif. That's just what one would practice on that day. Shahre imba lahachmir levarich ulis palel tfilos hamoadim bizman sheno moed aveiru biyado. And if a person is going to be machmir and to make a bracha on a holiday, when it's not actually a holiday, that would be an aveira. Forget the davening. These people who come to visit Eretz Yisrael can do malacha. Says the Chacham Tzvi, to include a second day of Yantif in front of people who are not keeping a second day of Yantif would be Baal Tosef, an appearance that you are adding on to the Torah. Everybody else here says we keep 7 days for Pesach. I think we should keep 8 days. It gives off the appearance of adding on to the Torah. Shaharei. Hayashim b'shmini b'sukkah loka. We know a person who would sleep in the sukkah on the 8th day in a place where it's not the minog would get malchus lashes. Zechem b'pesach shuas ha'osa yomechan moed yosir me'a mitzvah over al baltosif. A person who adds on to yantif when it is not yantif in that location would violate baltosif adding on to the Torah. V'lo amru nosna alav chumrei makam shiyas misham. We only say that you keep the chumras of where you come from. That only applies if it does not shter, if it does not go against what everybody else is doing in that place where you are arriving in. If I bring a stringency to a place that is lenient, but kavudi rasambo, everyone's going to see what I'm doing. It's going to be very public. And now I'd be adding on to the Torah. Even though the Gemara Midin of Brach and Beitza tells us the reason we keep 2 days of Yantif is to be careful in the Minig Avaseichem, the customs of our fathers who kept 2 days in Chatzaretz. Dilma Gazru Sham Devaasi Akukule, right? If we are not careful about 2 days Yantif, there might be a Gzeir against the Jewish people. We won't have the calendar, we won't know how to keep track of the moon, and therefore we keep 2 days. Hach Kalkala Gufa Lo Shaicha Elav Kushahim Koma Bechutzaretz. That whole chashash, that whole fear of keeping 2 days because of minhag avosayim b'adayim, we keep the customs of our fathers, something might go wrong, we might not have a calendar, that's only applicable in chutz la'aretz. The whole idea of keeping the minhag of your fathers only applies outside of Eretz Yisrael. The kaven should Eretz Yisrael, isruhu lahosif yom echad al mitzvah, the people of Israel are not allowed to add another day to the Torah. Therefore, you, the visitor, cannot add another day to the Torah. It's not just that they aren't allowed to keep 1 day. It's usur, says the Chacham Tzvi, for them to keep 2 days. As long as they are in the land of Israel. Even if it is not permanent when they're visiting there. Kevin Shah Makam Goreim, it is about the place when it comes to this halacha. Be'einze Bechlal Chumrei Makam Shas Misham, this is my opinion, Tzvi Ashkenazi. Says the Chacham Tzvi, black on white, that it is usur to keep 1 day, to keep 2 days when you go to visit Eretz Yisrael, because it appears as if you were adding on to the Torah. Now,
and there's nothing to do with when you own an apartment or anything.
And no. He's not talking about apartments. Absolutely nothing. You go there, you're there, you keep 1 day, because it depends on the land, and you are in the land, and you keep 1 day. The Chacham Tzvi is by far a minority opinion. That is very, very clear. It is not the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. It is not the opinion of the Mishnah Brura. We'll see other poskim as well. He does have people in his camp. It is cited by the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Tuf Tzad Yivav. So the Baal HaTanya says that he quotes the sheet of the Chacham Tzvi. Now, many people feel that this is a support, that he feels that this is a viable opinion. Rabbi Yerachmiel Fried, the author of Yantar Sheni Kilchaso, who's the Rosh Kollel in Dallas, so he does not like that. He thinks that the Shulchan Aruch Harav is simply stating the opinion of the Chacham Tzvi, but he's not paskening like the Chacham Tzvi. So he does not count the Baal HaTanya as a supporter of this view, even though the minhag in Chabad is to keep 1 day, assuming that this is the opinion of the Baal HaTanya. Fine, no, we're not going to tell Chabad what to do. In addition, Rav Shmuel Salant, who was the Rav of Yerushalayim, felt the halacha follows the Chacham Tzvi. However, out of deference to most of the poskim, he did not accept this for other people. He felt this was his personal halacha. If someone were to ask him personally, perhaps he would say this, but he did not widely distribute this opinion because it was not the generally accepted opinion amongst poskim. In more recent times, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the Chazon Ish, all tell us to keep 2 days in Eretz Yisrael when we visit. Even the son of the Chacham Tzvi, the famed Rav Yaakov Emden, writes in his Sheilas Yavetz, in Chelek Aleph, in Kuf Samaches, that his father is incorrect, and you should keep 2 days when visiting Eretz Yisrael. So the Chacham Tzvi is certainly in the camp of a minority opinion. Now, I'm going to assume that anyone who keeps 1 day when visiting Eretz Yisrael has asked a competent halakhic authority. They have not made that decision on their own, and whatever posek they asked, they have what to rely on, and I assume that they're acting appropriately.
What about Asoli Foshim Natsibur?
Meaning when you visit Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah, you're part of it.
So that's not
the
but you have the issue of to keep the stringencies that you have. You have chumras. You have to keep the chumras where you come from. Even though this is not the generally accepted opinion, and it seems to be highly questionable why someone who is not a Chabadnik would keep 1 day. But I assume that someone who's going has reliable postings to rely on, and that's why they're keeping 1 day. Okay, let's discuss the issue of taking a flight out of Eretz Yisrael on Yom Tov Sheni.
Is anybody bringing this up as a Hiskodidu issue?
Los Hiskodidu?
Yeah.
No, it shouldn't. Especially nowadays, Rav Asher Weiss writes a number of places that Los Hiskodidu is a very hard thing to keep track of because there's so many different communities all mixed together nowadays. It's hard to say that this is one versus the other. But nevertheless, still, this is the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Brura, the Chazon Ish, Moshe Feinstein. This is the normative Pesach when it comes to keeping the amount of days in Eretz Yisrael. Now, It would seemingly be clear, and Rabbi Yerachmiel Fried confirmed this with me as well, that according to the Chacham Tzvi, as he said in his last line, Shehamakom Goreng, if a person feels that they are relying on the psak of the Chacham Tzvi, the second they leave the airspace of Eretz Yisrael, the makom is goreng. It is not yantav, it is not a weekday anymore. The second you fly out of Eretz Yisrael, and the plane hits the airspace that is not over the land of Israel, so at that moment, it's going to be yantav for you.
But you're not nechalel yantav.
Why?
You're sitting on the plane.
We'll discuss that in a second if it's so true. We'll have to discuss that in a moment. Okay. Maybe you'll tell me that, how can I switch in the middle of the day from yantav to yad yantav? Is that even possible? If it's this morning I woke up and it was yantav, and the next, in the middle of the day, it's not yantav, how is such a thing possible? So he writes in Yantav Sheni Kelechaso in Perek Vav, in Perek Dal Sif Vav, that it's not the case. In reality, the halacha is that if you are an Eretz Yisrael and you decide to make aliyah in the middle of yantav, a yantav sheni, so then it's not yantav sheni anymore for you. If you say for sure, that's it, I'm done, I'm staying, I'm not going back to America, this is my home, so in the middle of the day, it can flip and become a day of Chol and not a day of Yantif. So we see that it's possible that your day can change. And that's not an argument to say that since I started the day being not Yantif, it has to remain the rest of that time. Yeah.
Practical, how you can decide in Yantif to be...
You decide. I'm so overcome by the spirituality of the land that I decide that I'm here to stay. I'm not going back to America. I'm telling the hotel that I'm staying here. Book me for a little bit more, and I'm not going anywhere. Okay, another halacha. What about getting on such a plane that's going to turn into yantif in the middle of the flight? So we have a halacha that is brought in a Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Yotes. Tana Rabbanan, in mafligim besfina pachos mishlosh yom kodom l'Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch writes here in Reish Mem Ches Sif Aleph that you can't get on a boat on Erev Shabbos unless you're going for a mitzvah. So it's not exactly clear what this issue is. There's actually a six-way machlokas we've shown him, the stipler in the Kilas Yaakov on Shabbos, in Simon Tes Vav, so he summarizes all six shitos of why it is you can't get on a boat 3 days before Shabbos. He quotes the Ramban and Melchamos, who argues with the Baal Me'or and says that it's not usur at all unless it's pikuach nefesh. He says the whole issue is that you can't get on the boat because the non-Jewish captain is going to do malacha for a Jew on Shabbos, and he's going to tie up the sails and drop the anchor. Rabbeinu Chananel says the Rabbanan forbid traveling on the boat during Shabbos, because it's going to be an issue of Tchumen, you're going to go outside 2,000 Amos. The Rif talks about the reason because of Oneg Shabbos, that if I'm on the boat over Shabbos, it's going to be very rough, and it's not going to be appropriate for Shabbos to feel such a way. If you leave 3 days beforehand, you'll get your sea legs, and you won't be sick anymore. So all these different reasons apply to getting on a boat before Shabbos. This is the halacha. So, according to contemporary poskim, so many of these same reasons apply to an airplane as well. And therefore, they say that you can't get on a plane before Shabbos that's going to fly on Shabbos, because it's going to be a lack of Oneg Shabbos. It's not going to be a proper experience of Shabbos. This is the opinion of Rav Moshe or Achaim in Chela Gimel Tzadi Vav, the Iber Moshe, the Kutchos Electric in Tzadi Yud Gimel, the Minchas Yitzchak Chela Gbeis in Kuf Vav, the Shar Mitzvah B'Halacha, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Ayin Dalad Vav, and the Sitzel Yezer in Chelek Aleph, Simen Chuf Aleph, Onof Aleph as well, telling you not to get on a plane that's going to be flying on Shabbos. And even though the above is dealing with the laws of Shabbos, so the Mishabrua there in Reish Mem Ches Sif Katan Hay says whatever we say here by Shabbos applies to Yantif as well. So issue number one is being on a plane that's flying, getting onto a plane that's going to fly on Shabbos or Yantif, because it's not proper for one's experience of Shabbos or Yantif to be in such a situation. Let's say we're going to allow you to get on a plane. Let's say you could even get on a plane. So now you leave Eretz Yisrael, you're flying over the Mediterranean or Turkey, however the flight path is. So now Yantif begins, according to the Chacham Tzvi, and you're in the middle of the flight. So it's not so simple. I think about a 10-hour flight. You can't use any of the lights. You can't close the door to the bathroom, because if you close the door to the bathroom on the plane, the light's going to go on. I don't even know if you can flush the toilet in the bathroom, if there's an electric mechanism that works over there as well. You're not using the television screens. it's not exactly the most enjoyable flight. You can't use any of the electric or things on the plane that would be Mechal Shabbos. So even if we're going to let you get on the plane, what are you going to do for 10 hours? You sit and read a book and not use the toilet the entire time? So it's a very questionable position to be while flying through the air, not being allowed to use anything. Also, you're chayiv in tefillah, you're chayiv in kiddush, if it's going to be yantif, you're chayiv in all the things that come along with yantif, so you're going to be missing out on all those things once you leave the airspace. Okay, so we see, in the light of the school of the Chacham Tzvi, we're going to have a major issue if you're going to say that you leave Eretz Yisrael, because once you leave Eretz Yisrael, it becomes yantif for you. But there is a second approach. There might be a possible heter for those wanting to leave on the second day of Yontif. It is in the tshuva of Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, the former Rishon Lezion, the Sephardic chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, and this is in the Maimer Mordechai, Chelek Beis, Simon Mem Beis. The source sheet is out of order, because I couldn't fit all the sources in if I didn't move it out of order. So you'll bear with me. So Rav Mordechai Eliyahu cites a tshuva of the Zera Avram. So the Zera Avram writes in Simon Yud Beis, Shekasim, Sheyesham Shnei Tznaim L'Kviyas Adam. He says that there are two aspects of how a person associates himself, where he is part of a city or not. He says, if you own an apartment, this is regarding other halachas, but if you own an apartment in Eretz Yisrael for, or if you rent an apartment for 12 months, so that's considered that you are a ben Eretz Yisrael. The sham dan be'inyan mi shehichlit lagur ba'aretz. The words just meaning, I've decided to stay in Eretz Yisrael, but I'm renting an apartment for the next 12 months. Lefnei haregel harishon chazur bo v'rotza lachzor l'chutz la'aretz achrei regel zeh. So I thought I was going to stay in Eretz Yisrael. I changed right and I'm not going to go back, but I'm renting for this amount of time. So I have an apartment that belongs to me. So the Zera Avram says that that would make you ben Eretz Yisrael. So he writes, says Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, avli mischar dira l'shnei masar chodesh, v'kal v'chom im kana dira. If he's going to be leaned by someone who rents an apartment for 12 months, how much more so someone who buys and owns an apartment in Eretz Yisrael? Lefi divrei hazera avram, dino keben Eretz Yisrael. Seems to be that if you own an apartment in Eretz Yisrael, according to the Zera Avram, you have the status of a ben Eretz Yisrael. Look at the Mincha Shlomo, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Mashakasav al zeh. And this is the famous tshuva Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach will return to later on if we have time regarding those who go for all shalosh regalim. We'll return to that later. Then he says, Lefi she'lasa, according to your question, he says, so shemide pam bepam, l'rabos yamim tovim, who knows se'im ishto vanav la'aretz, dino keben Eretz Yisrael. He says, if you own an apartment in Eretz Yisrael, and you come from time to time for some of the shalosh regalim, not even all of them, and you visit Eretz Yisrael on a semi-regular basis, and you own an apartment, I would say, you should treat yourself as a ben Eretz Yisrael if you own an apartment, he says. So he writes at the top of the next page, halacha l'maisa, he says, adam sheish lo dira be'Eretz Yisrael. If you own an apartment, and you go and you visit from time to time, and you find yourself in Yantif in Eretz Yisrael, dino keben Eretz Yisrael l'chol davar. You are a ben Eretz Yisrael. V'samachti l'rosh shekein kvot haratzo masak l'halacha v'afi de tichon. You are happy to see that this author who wrote him the Shaila agrees with him. We'll get to the author in a second. Yeah.
So if it's l'chol davar, if he's in holiday in here, you also have to be like ben Eretz Yisrael.
Here. No, so he argues that you can flip back and forth. You can, when you're there, you're a ben Eretz Yisrael, and you're here, a ben Chutz La'aretz. It's an interesting shita, okay? But according to this logic, if you're a ben Eretz Yisrael, then you're a ben Eretz Yisrael all the way. Once you leave the confines of Eretz Yisrael, and you leave Eretz Yisrael airspace, you're still a ben Eretz Yisrael. That would seem to be his logic.
That's what I said, go all the way. Even if he had the whole Pesach. Right. Gonna be like Ben Eretz Yisrael.
So I don't know if we can say that way, because it's hard to say you're going to play both cards. It's hard to say that you're going to be Ben Eretz Yisrael here. You still have a place here. He doesn't say. He seems to imply that when you're here in Chutz La'aretz, you would still have to keep 2 days Yantif. So this is an interesting shita of Mordechai Eliyahu. And the tshuva for Mordechai Yoh is through Pinchas Toledano. Pinchas Toledano was the leader of the Sephardic community in London at that time, and now he's the leader of the Sephardic community in Amsterdam. So this tshuva is a response to a letter that he wrote in his Bris Shalom L'Chelek Aleph and Siman Nun Zayin. And he says that even though, as we'll see in a moment, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach only allows if you go for all Shalosh Regalim, we can be lenient if you own an apartment and you're there for some of the Yom Tovim. And this is his Mahalach as well. The only other opinion who I found that agrees with this idea that if you own an apartment, you're the din of a Ben Eretz Yisrael is Rav Goren. Rav Goren in the Trumas HaGoren and the Chelek Aleph and Siman Kufyat Zayin was asked, Adam Shagar Kol Hashanah B'Chutzlaretz, you live all year round in Chutzlaretz, the Kana Dira Be'eretz Yisrael, and you own an apartment in Eretz Yisrael, Keitz Adinag Bayom Tov Sheni Shagalios, so what should you do on the second day of Yontif? Hein Bizman Shanimsa Be'eretz Yisrael, Hein Bizman Shanimsa B'Chutzlaretz, how do you decide what to do? Eretz Yisrael B'Chutzlaretz. So he says, in a very short and very difficult tshuva, Hashalom V'Habracha, Hineni Ma'asher Kibalta Mechtavecha, I got your letter on the 3rd of Adar, Tashon Lamentes, a few days ago. So Bo Hanach Shaul, you asked me about this, so he says, Teshuva si elecha hu kidlakam. This is my answer. Hayos v'kinyas dir ba'aretz. Since that purchasing an apartment in the land, b'chol chag shetimtza bo ba'aretz, hanach patr miyantav sheni shagalyos. If you own an apartment, you are patr miyantav sheni shagalyos, says Rav Goren, and he has a fantastic proof. The Gemara in Bava Basra, on Zayin Amud Beis says that Kana ba beis dira harehu ka'an she'ir miyad, that if you lived in the city for 12 years, for 12 months, you're considered a resident and you have to contribute to pay for all city projects. And therefore, if you bought a dwelling, you're considered a resident immediately. So we see when it comes to contributing to the city fund, if you buy an apartment, you're considered a member of the city. So says Rav Goren, just like over there when it comes to paying the city taxes, so too when it comes to halachas of Yantiv Sheni, that you'll be able to keep one day, so says Rav Shlomo Goren.
So you're not allowed to have the second day then?
What? You're not allowed to. You have to keep...
You have to keep only one day.
Keep only one day. You're a Ben Eretz Yisrael. So these are the two... So he says as follows. So these are the two shitas. Rav Mordechai Yoh, Rav Pinchas Toledano, and finally Rav Shlomo Goren. Well, get to their opinions halacha, what we feel about them halacha l'maisa, later on in a second. But before we get back to them, let's just look at the famous shita of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in the Yontif Sheni Kilchaso. The Yontif Sheni Kilchaso is in Perek Vav in the notes in Os Ches. So he says that he heard from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach as follows. He says, "Debezeh hefkia atzmo b'takanas yantav sheni b'chol kol." Meaning, if a ben chutzlaretz decides he'll be in Eretz Yisrael for all the shalosh regalim, then he's allowed to keep one day. And when the person decides that he will be there for all the shalosh regalim, he removes from himself the takana of yantav sheni. I'll say it outside. You can read it outside if you want. He explains as follows beautifully. He says the whole takana of Yontif Sheni was because he's haro b'minag avoseichem. You need to be careful about the customs of your forefathers. In Chutz La'aretz, what do? We act as if there's a suffix. We pretend that there's a doubt of what the day of Yontif is, and we don't know when Rosh Chodesh was established, meaning the takana applies to those in Chutz La'aretz who would have a suffix if they were still mekadesh the Chodesh al PR ear by looking at the moon, right? We play this game where we pretend as if we have a doubt because we'd still set the holiday based on looking at the moon. However, if a person decides that he's always going to be in Eretz Yisrael for the Shalosh Regalim, then that person never has to be careful for Minhag Avoseichem. Why? Because he's never going to find himself ever in Chutz La'aretz when they would have to establish the month based on the moon. By making sure and promising that he will always be in Eretz Yisrael for the Shalosh Regalim, what he's saying is that whole takana doesn't apply to me because I'm always going to be there when it comes to Yontif. When it relates to Yontif, I'm a Ben Eretz Yisrael because I'm never ever going to have a suffix. I never have to play this game of pretending I have a suffix because I'm always going to be there and I'm always going to be in the place where they establish the holiday based on the moon. What? He says you can make a guarantee. Right, and once you decide you're going to be in Eretz Yisrael for the Shalosh Regalim, you become like someone who's never going to have that doubt when they establish the month based on looking at the moon. And therefore, Yontif Sheni doesn't apply to such a person, And this reasoning, combined with the Chacham Tzvi, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, is enough to be lenient. This is the famous kula. Now, even if the ability to be there for the Shol Shogolim depends on others, maybe I'll get bumped for the flight, I won't get there on Yontif, he says there's still room to be lenient based on the Chacham Tzvi, if we combine these two opinions. And if the person who wants to be machmir, not to malacha, that's fine, but he shouldn't make kiddush on Yontif Sheni, he should daven on Yontif davening, and he has to make sure to put on tefillin. And the above shita applies even if you don't have an apartment, since nowadays you could get in a hotel anywhere. It's not like you have to have a place in Eretz Yisrael. You can get a hotel every block in Yerushalayim. And if he changes his mind from a previous, and then he's changing his mind from a previous tshuva, where he said you have to have an apartment, he said you don't have to be machmer for that anymore. And he says, if it happens one time, you're not able to make Eretz Yisrael, you have to observe Yontif Sheni in Chutz Laaretz. But when you get back on the horse, you can keep one day if you make sure to go for all Shol Shogolim. Rabbi Yerachmiel Fried continues, and he says that many are mistaken because they think that this psak applies only to Pesach and Sukkos. It's not so simple to be there for all Shol Shogolim. It's not so simple to go to Eretz Yisrael for just Shavuos and turn around and come home. But we often forget about Shavuos as being one of the Shol Shogolim. And he says, if you're not careful about Shavuos as well, then the whole thing falls away. So this psak only applies to someone who's going to be there for all of the Shol Shogolim. He concludes that he heard from Avol Yashuv and Rav Benzion Avishol that even if you're there for the Shol Shogolim, you have to keep on to Sheni, even if you plan on going back. He says Rosh Hashanah's psak is unique. It's an interesting psak, and it definitely is out there if someone wants to be careful about that. Okay, let's return to the psak we discussed before. It's highly, highly doubtful that we have many, many poskim. Rabbi Schechter says you should not rely on the Shita to fly in Yontif Sheni. Rabbi Yerachmiel Fried says you should not rely and leave Eretz Yisrael in Yontif Sheni. We have the poskim of our community who tell us that it is not appropriate to rely on such an opinion, to view yourself as a ben Chutz La'aretz, as a ben Eretz Yisrael, because you have an apartment in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, unless someone is the type of person who always follows the psakim of Rosh Shlomo Goren, or generally looks at the psakim of Mordechai Eliyahu, it seems to be highly questionable to rely on those psakim. Now, I did speak with someone in Rav Mordechai Eliyahu's Beis Medrash. They said that the psak applies to Ashkenazim and Sephardim, but they did not go far to say enough that he would allow it to leave Eretz Yisrael. He's only making a comment about being a ben Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. He makes no comments about flying on Yontif Sheni. It seems to be a tenuous stretch to apply that to oneself and to say that one should fly on Yontif Sheni. There seems to be a general approach to Yontif Sheni that we like to be lenient about it, that we seem to be mezalzel in the kedusha of Yontif Sheni. Rabbi Fried has a whole introduction to the Sefer about the importance of Yontif Sheni. And not that we're comparing anyone to the Reform Movement, but the Reform Movement, the first thing they did when they attacked the Torah and Mitzvot is they got rid of Yontif Sheni. And that was obviously in Chutz La'aretz. But it's important to keep the Kedusha of Yontif Sheni, not to be mezalzel, and just because it's another day from work, I don't like to fly at night, it's difficult. Okay, the minhag has always been to keep 2 days of Yontif, and it's certainly appropriate that we should continue to keep those minhagim, whether we're in Eretz Yisrael, whether we're not in Eretz Yisrael. And the easiest way to get around all of this is to move to Eretz Yisrael. That's the best answer for this issue.